How does this play into our next segment? That noise is the grunt of Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Right.
From the old 90s sitcom Home Improvement.
Great show, by the way.
That was from like the opening sequence, right?
Yes.
So this woman posted on her dating app profile that she wanted potential dates to give her their best impression of Tim Allen's grunts from Home Improvement. She says
that's wild the and guys, random and bizarre and out of left field.
Yeah, that's her gatekeeper.
Okay.
Her gatekeeper to get to her, you gotta first do this, or you gotta do this noise good enough, right?
Okay, so what if they even just like, no, I'm not doing that? Then he's out. She's not even going to bother.
Yeah, not even going to bother. Not even going to bother. She says the guy's making the sound is better than the actual date in most cases. Her name's Kathleen, and she first posted this video on TikTok, kind of putting these guys and their sounds on blast.
Oh, my gosh.
You want to hear them?
Okay. That's pretty good. That's solid. That's a solid contender. Solid she contender.
She says, I get along best with people who can do the Tim Allen impression. So let's see what
that,
you got.
That we've had to spell that.
Yeah.
A-W-R-H-O-O.
I know. I know.
We've had to spell that.
Here's some more.
Not bad. Not bad.
Here's another one.
Oh?
No. Nope. Sorry.
You're out of here.
You're out.
Gatekeeper done.
Sorry. We're now done. See yourself out. No. No. I'm going back to the first two.
Again, they're trying to mimic this.
Yeah. Yes. Which, again, iconic.
That is one of those.
You shouldn't be able to touch that. That's a Tim Allen thing. That's a talent.
Yeah. I mean, and kudos to her because she looks like she was maybe probably five when that show was on.
And kudos to the guys who even know what she's talking about. Because, again, old show.
Yeah. Here. Let's hear that one again. Sorry, that one got cut off.
No. Not so much. Pretty solid.
Not bad.
Solid.
Not bad.
No. No.
That was terrible.
There he goes. Yes, that was terrible. That was terrible, man.
But terrible of her to put these guys on blast.
But I kind of like that last guy because he at least had a sense of humor about it and was like, you know what? Look, I'm going to do it because this is the gate that you're putting up that I need to try to leap over in order to get a date with you.
I'll see your silly little game and I'll play.
Yeah. I just think it's funny. I think like the first guy that was good.
That was legit.
That was good. I think this guy was probably pretty good too.
Not bad.
No, yeah, not bad.
Not bad.
And then I'm going to give honorable mention to the last guy.
For acknowledging it was really bad.
Even though it was not really good.
That was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible.
He did acknowledge it, and I do like that out of him.
Did she give him a chance?
I don't know. She didn't follow up and say, okay, these are the guys I've decided to go out on a date with. But that was...
She's a little psychotic if she's going to literally weed people out.
Listen,
if they fail to be able to do that enough.
It's hard in these streets when you're single, apparently. So she's doing her own special gatekeeping, saying, hey, if you can't do Tim Allen from Tim the Toolman Taylor's Home Improvement grunt,
then you can't hang out with me.
Then you can't even get in the door.
Wow.
You can't even get in the door.
Kudos to all these guys who said, okay, fine, I'll play along with you.
I know.
Game.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it. They're like, all right, you're kind of cute. So here's my best.
See, that was pretty good.
See, I could.
That was pretty good.
Sorry.
She might not have kicked you out immediately.
I'm married, so it would never work. Jennifer just texted us, just tuned in, thought it was a Scooby-Doo segment.
I know, it does have Scooby-Doo qualities.
They are similar.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, whoa, whoa. Raggy.
I would like to go for a drink.
Could you imagine being just another patron nearby, like listening in or witnessing this happen? Could you imagine?
Like, okay, all right. First, before you can date, you have to tell me that you love me as Scooby-Doo. Okay, now we can go to Chili's.
Now you earn dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Now you can take me to dinner.
Now you get your Scooby snack. Dinner with me.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. I don't know. What's your dating gatekeeper?
Nothing like that.
I know.
I just, when I was dating, I needed you not to be a psychopath. Just be nice.
Just be nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you
try
have
not to be crazy or have any crazy exes that are going to interrupt our dinner?
But got another text. Maybe that's her quote, making sandwiches noise.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Don't think so. I would hope not. Dear Lord.
Okay.
So
playing it like that is a little weird.
Bizarre. Oh,
okay.
Bless their hearts.
All right. Let us
They're
know.
They're troopers.
Do you have anything random and silly that, like, all right, if you can't
this
do this.
Test.
Yeah, you can't. Sorry.
It's my little litmus test. If you can't, you can't pass.
You can't do this.
We cannot proceed.
Right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear some of those. Coming up on 99.7 DJX.
Oh?
What's your dating gatekeeper? Maybe you're making guys jump through hoops by doing the Tim the Toolman Taylor grunt.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah, Tina said he must know the difference between your and your.
Ah, yes. When to use the apostrophe.
Yeah, if he texts me you're beautiful without the apostrophe, I assume he also eats soup with a fork. That's funny.
That's funny. Let's have a handle on your grammar, please.
All right. The simple things. The simple things.
Things,
right.
A simple little test. Kara says he has to be able to kill a spider without doing a weird scream dance.
Oh.
I don't need bravery. Just aim and follow through.
Listen, don't even kill a spider. He's got to be able to just rehome it. Don't look at me like
that's
that.
Psycho. Listen, sorry.
I have told you that spiders are good, and having little house spiders in your house keeps all the nasty other stuff off.
Yeah, no, I don't need them crawling in my mouth when I sleep.
They're not
dying.
Going to.
Yes, they are. If they got in the house the first time, they'll get in the house again if I put them outside. They don't understand boundaries.
Spiders do not want to be inside your mouth.
They would. Exactly. Well, who's to say? Are they going to have a conversation with me and promise not to crawl in my mouth when I sleep or my nose?
Yeah,
I can't trust that.
Okay.
I'm not trusting that.
Yeah. Rehome the spider. Don't
I'm not
kill the
rehoming
spider.
The spider. They're dying in my house. If you come to my house and you're a spider, you're dead.
Jen, he has to pick a side in the never-ending war, pancakes versus waffles.
What? Why can't they both live in this world? Both are delightful.
And he better not say French toast. This isn't a democracy.
French toast is also delightful. So are French toast sticks. Why do we have to pick just one breakfast favorite? Why can't we mix it up?
I was going to say, I like both.
I like
pancakes, waffles, and French toast. I like breakfast.
Involved. Breakfast is fantastic. Nothing should be excluded. She's a little psycho. Move on, guys.
By the way, we did get a text from a listener. Hey, what's up with the Tim the Toolman Taylor sound? I'm a little late to the party. There was a lady who used that as a gatekeeper.
A little litmus test.
Yeah.
Whether she was going to go out with a guy or not.
Right, on a dating app. And was like, hey, give me your best Tim the Toolman Taylor grunt.
If it's good,
then
you might have a shot with me.
You might have a shot. Renee, he has to pass the grocery store cart return test. Okay. Yeah, I get that. If he leaves it rolling free in the parking lot, menace.
He's a menace to society. Yes, that's a statement. Christina, he must agree that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. I don't make the rules except when I do.
We debated that a long time ago.
Oh, it was.
I don't remember where I fell on that because
you don't even remember your contention.
Yeah, I don't because
I mean, just because it takes place at Christmas time. I'm not sure it makes it a Christmas
it's like,
movie.
Is E.T. a Halloween movie?
Yeah. Well,
because it takes place at Halloween, does that make E.T. a Halloween movie?
You could consider it that.
I mean, you're like, all right, Nightmare Before Christmas. Let's watch that. Or Halloween.
I'm more on board with that than calling Die Hard
a Christmas movie
because I feel like Christmas needs to be a big part of the plot. to call it a Christmas movie. That's my contention.
Yeah, well, that's what Christina says. Okay. It's not a Christmas movie.
We agree.
Yeah.
Katie says he has to tolerate me playing the same 30-second clip of a song over and over until I emotionally process it. I'm looking at you, Taylor Swift Bridge, in full volume.
That's kind of like my wife. She will, when she hears a new song that she likes or hears a song that she likes or whatever, she...
You study
will,
it.
Will, yes.
Yes.
She studies it. She
you
plays it.
You listen incessantly until you can sing it all verbatim, word for word, from start to finish.
Yeah. She'll discover a new artist or something and be like, I need to hear everything by this artist ever produced.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Amber, he must be able to name at least one Spice Girl. The blonde one doesn't count.
Who was that? That was
Baby.
Ginger. Baby. That's right.
Baby Spice.
Baby Spice.
He already failed.
I did.
And Becca, he must pass the snack compatibility test. If he eats the last of my goldfish crackers without replacing them, I will vanish like a ghost mid-text.
Oh. Wow. There are some harsh... I think some of these are in jest. They've got to be.
Sure. But that's just funny. Know, this is going to be a rule I'm laying down early.
All right.
If you violate it, I'm out.
So there's your little gatekeeper.
I never was that picky.
The goldfish gatekeeper.
Again, I needed you to have a heartbeat, not be mean, don't be a psychopath, and we're good.
But kudos to you if you can do a good Tim the Toolman Taylor grunt.
For that person
on
TikTok.